obviously, I've been representing my area in Pentire and associated parts of Newquay for the last 20 years. Why am I standing again? I actually thought 4 years ago that I had done my bit. And while I thoroughly enjoyed standing in Portland to Ferris, I wasn't expecting to win, and I didn't win. But over the last 4 years, I have got so angry with what's happened to our town, the sort of neglect. I mean, obviously, the major issue is the Hotel Bristol, which should never, ever have been rubber stamped through, and I will never forgive the Tory administration for doing that. So I was just angry. I wanted to come back, and I wanted to see what I could do to recover Newquay, because the neglect is obvious on every street. And I'm not going to promise miracles, because it will be a long slog to get Newquay back to where it should be. But I think I'm the only person who's able to do it.
I mean, obviously, you serve on the town council as well, and I know that things like weeds, I don't know if that's one of the areas you might count.
That's a really interesting argument, isn't it? Mm. I was not pleased when they cancelled the weed contract. I understand where they were coming from. They didn't want to use glyphosate, but when we talked about it in the committee, basically, if you're going to stop using it, you need to have an alternative for the weed contract, and their chosen alternative was to cancel the contract, and that to me was totally irresponsible. It's not too bad yet, but by next year, if nobody is actually doing this, I mean, I've raised this at Newquay Clean, and Newquay Clean are being very good about it. They're saying, yes, we will bring all the interested parties together. I mean, the position is that Cornwall Council are saying, we haven't got the money to do it. And town council are saying, well, it's your responsibility, it's your highway. And that's on both sides. It's a ridiculous argument. So obviously, with the election coming up, we haven't been able to do anything about it. But come after the election, then we will sit down and try and bang a few heads together and say, someone has got to do it. Otherwise, the town is going to be looking absolutely dreadful. You're going to have forests of weeds. You're going to have blocked drains. Someone has got to do this, and you politicians need to get together and decide how to do it. We've had a couple of meetings on it already. There's always an expert in Cornwall Council for everything, so they've been looking at alternatives to these, well, Roundup sprays, but they're basically saying there are alternatives. They are not as effective, and sometimes you cannot get away without doing some sort of spray, as long as it's controlled. So we have to sort this out. And it's a town council issue and it's a Cornwall council issue.
Just going back to housing, because you mentioned Hotel Bristol and developments, and we've seen huge change in the town over the years. If you were the member, would you have called that in then, Hotel Bristol?
Ah, without a doubt. I mean, it completely ruined it. It rode a coach and horses through our local neighbourhood plan, which I spent so many years developing. And effectively, we didn't want a tall building. I suspect that we would never have actually been able to save the Bristol, however precious it is. But what we would have been able to avoid was a six-storey building that is going to tower over all its neighbours, until, of course, it sets the precedent and we get a whole lot of more six-storey buildings going along there. It will completely ruin our roofscape. And that, because of the breaches of the plan, that should have gone to committee. And it is my belief that had it gone to committee, it would not have passed, because that committee in Cornwall Council were quite good. They looked at the planning policies. And if something breaks a planning policy, it doesn't happen, which is, of course, the sole reason that they didn't call it in, because they knew that had they gone through the proper process, it would not have been accepted. So, yes, I could absolutely guarantee people may not agree with every decision I make on a planning issue. But what I can promise you is I'm going to be looking at from the town council. I have got the privilege of looking at every single planning application that comes through Newquay. And I will look at the people who the objections, and I will never, ever do what they did, which is ignore over 700 objections without calling it into committee and having a proper drains up on it.
Can we talk about parking? Because I know, I mean, Labour's Jesse Jo Jacobs has been very vocal about this when the current administration were looking at this. What's your stance on the parking situation? Can we reverse this?
So have I been very vocal on this. I thought it was an appalling idea. What it's doing is it's taking out the control. But, I mean, effectively, we were lied to. We were told that, oh, don't worry about it, Cornwall Council and therefore Cornwall councillors will be complaining the tariff. And of course, as soon as it happened, and I think it's happened now, it's been signed off. So comments like, we're going to stop this, they're simply not true. But no, I was very vocal. I was very vocal a long time before the Labour candidate started talking about it. I think it's a retrograde step, because what you lose is the ability to balance between various car parks. So if you remember way back when we had the £1 charge in St George's Road and in Mount Wise, we were able to pay for that by saying, well, we'll increase the tariffs in the coastal car park. But what happened at the end, of course, was that the use of the car parks in the winter quintupled. We didn't need the extra money from the car parks. But that obviously got cancelled very early on in this administration. And then they cancelled the post 4 o'clock. And to me, that's almost more important than the outsourcing of the car parks. Yeah, I totally disagree with the outsourcing, because I think that takes away half your bargaining chips. But the real problem is what has happened is Cornwall Council is really targeting residents. So we had it set up that you could come in after 4 o'clock and it's the quiet period and it would be good for the shops and local people would come in without having to pay a huge sum of money. And by charging till six and then charging through the evenings, effectively they're saying, well, the people who want to use it then are local people, but we'll charge them anyway.
And I know the Conservative administration would argue that they needed to bring revenue in to balance the books going into this year's budget. Do you think there's a chance that a new administration would look at the books and go, well, we've got no choice but to keep this?
I don't know. We'll have to look at the books. I don't want to sound like the Labour government saying they've got a huge backlog. And I will be working to change that, because I don't think it's a huge amount of money. I mean, if you look at Cornwall, if you look at Pentire Headland, where they decided to charge it as if it was a centre of town, I mean, I think they made a pitiful sum of money extra. They made a bit extra, but it was sort of less than £10,000. And they were thinking, well, you know, was it really worth it to stop local people been going up to watch the sunsets? Now, obviously, that has changed, because that is going to be outsourced to the Historic Cornwall Society, which may be a good thing. I mean, the first thing I would actually do when I got elected was actually look at the small print of what the agreement is, because what we don't want is that the Cornwall Heritage Group to say, right, this is a money maker for us, and we'll put the charges up even more so that we can pay for our sort of activities elsewhere. I think they're a great organisation, but I just want to be very, very sure that we're not using Newquay and Pentire as the whipping boy, which tends to be the attitude. I mean, that very much was the attitude in Cornwall Council. Mm. You know, Newquay's got lots of money. They can afford it. Why shouldn't we charge them extra parking charges?
We're pretty much out of time. I'm just going to ask you, is there anything else you think that needs to be discussed in this election that might not have been discussed before now?
Well, I think it's my main target is obviously the whole rules on planning are changing. So that's being imposed upon us. We are going to get, as I've been describing, a tsunami of extra building. I mean, we've already overshot our original target was 4,000. We're anticipated to build 600 extra houses, and they're not going to turn around and say, oh, well done, Newquay, you don't have to provide anymore. They're going to come back with a target for Newquay for thousands more. And our neighbourhood plan is going to have to be rewritten, and the local plan is going to have to be rewritten. So that is a major, major issue. And the real problem, of course, is we're not getting any more doctors. We're not getting any more, forget about dentists. We're not getting any more pharmacies. So we're having this growth being imposed upon us, and people want to live in Newquay. Why not? It's a wonderful town. But we're not getting any of the services that need to support this population. And the surgeries are already struggling, and I don't know what we can do to help them.